Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
The number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, another episode right here on the Bat Time Bat Channel, Blog Talk Radio, for the fastest growing, best listening to, most incredible audience of any family talk radio show inside the confines of this universe. That would be Fix the Family, Fix America, right here, right now, today for you. I am your host, Jack Abbott. How are you today? My goodness, I have over 42,627,000 pieces of news stories to tell you because it seems people just cannot stop making news as we go through our week. And we go through all of the stuff coming out and look through it and pick through it and go, that's not correct, that's not correct, that's not correct, that's not correct. Hey, that's not that bad, that's not correct, that's not correct. But we do it for you because we know that no one else is doing it for you. And that's why we do it in four parts plus one with Fix the Family, Fix America. We do positive fathering. That's for you fathers. You need to be listening. Pay attention so you can be positive in your approach to your child rearing. Make a difference in mothering. You need to listen as well so that you can make a generational impact in your children's difference. Pull through parenting. Both of your parents get together. We'll pull them through any situation that the child could be going through or the parents could be going through. Pull through parenting. And finally, reveal your success. That means your success being the best person you could be, because I promise if you're the best person you could be, you're not so bad on the other person. That's my point. And the plus one, as always, disease and the diet. Where we are going to stop, prevent, and cure degenerative diseases affecting families in the planet today, because we're uncovering all of the myths, the crap, the very bad stuff that we could be possibly eating that's causing all of these degenerative diseases. How are they coming up so much? That is why we're here. Fix the Family, Fix America, plus disease in the diet. Always here for you. We have so much on slate, I do not know where to start. We're going to talk about top 10 things you should do in your marriage to help yourself. We're going to talk about some healthy vegetable oils or not. We're going to talk about how everything seems to be turning into cancer. Remember how we always talk about cholesterol and statins and how bad that would be? Yeah, it's still bad. We are going to go into some predictions of preeclampsia. Good article there. Then we're going to talk about something that's far worse than high fructose corn syrup, even though you know how we feel about that. If you do have cancer, we can throw a diet your way because you're going to have to pay attention to what you're eating. Then there's some superbugs out there. We got to find out what that means. Then we talked about cough medicine. We're going to find out what's going on with that. And then we talk about more high fructose corn syrup news. Wow. Then we're going to talk about the absolute worst thing you could find in your dad while it was in the old folks' home. Very, very not good stuff. And then we're going to talk about, you know, the song that became a popular hit was Pants on the Ground. We're going to talk about how a big old court said, hey, pants on the ground, that's not good. And last but not least, we get to it, top 10 signs she'll be a bad mother. This is pre-family. I know, man, you're out there, you're looking. This woman's got everything, and you want a child, you want a family, you want everything so that you can listen to the show and fix your family and make a generational impact. But the woman of your dreams suddenly has some issues, and you want to know what would be the top 10 reason signs that she'll be a bad mother. We'll get to that in a minute. Wow, so much stuff. As I said, I get that. That's just some of the stuff I picked because those are the most important. This is stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. Remember, fix the family, fix America. My name is Jack Hatfield. Thank you for being here for our radio show. We spoke about this last week, how people, a panel of experts were getting together for two reasons. One, they were talking about how the Benadryl Extra Strength Anti-Itch Topical Gel was being drunk by people. And then we talked about how cough medicines, because the abuse of cough medicines are on the rise. They were thinking about taking those from over the counter to under the counter, which is behind there, and make them be prescription use only. And the FDA administration voted 15-9 that said, no, we're going to leave that dextromethorphine out there and let you be able to make your own decisions. And the ones that abuse it and are ignorant and have no parents, teens, or problems that need to be looked to, we're going to let them listen to Fix the Family, Fix America Radio, and try to sort it out themselves, because that's very, very important. So now the FDA is finally voted cough medication should stay over the counter. Now, there was no data, according to the FDA, to show that moving this product from one to the other would decrease abuse. Abuse of dextromethorphine, dubbed robo-tripping, or robot-ripping, depending on how you read it, and depending on how your teen says it. If they say robo-tripping, you know what he's talking about. If he says robot-ripping, you know what he's talking about. It's popular among teenagers as the inexpensive way to get high. I get high with a little help from my dextromethorphine. That doesn't have quite a ring, I don't think. Anyway, the risk of doing this, teenagers, as I do hope your parents force you to listen to the show as well as they do, but the risk included elevated blood pressure, like very, very high. Your heart rate goes up, starts beating, and you get a nice little fever. The other awesome thing about robot ripping or robo-dripping is that your liver will come up with some of the same issues as an alcoholic. That's really good. And if you listen to this show a lot, you'll find out that if you lose your liver, you could potentially be in for a bad, bad time. So, teenagers, the smart thing to do would be not taking it. Now, teenagers, there is a prevalent thinking out there that because this drug can be simply purchased from your local drug store, such as Walgreens, Rite Aid, or other drug stores, even the grocery store, a teenager says that's safer to abuse. What? What? Come on, teens. I need you to read. I need you to stop just simply doing what is required of you in our public schools. I need you to do more and more. Teens, you got to start stepping up. You got to start being smarter. You got to start thinking better. If you're going to be the next generation, you've got to step it up. You've got to become the smart one. You've got to read. You've got to question. Why would this drug be on the market for us to abuse if it in fact should not be abused? Correct? Right. You've got to also start, you know, questioning everything. Why do people do these kind of things? Why would someone have the problems that would be required for them to think about going and taking some cough medicine and raising their blood pressure, heart rate, and fever? Teens, you need to step it up right now. You are the future. Act like it. It's not that hard. Parents, look at your teen. Tell them to step it up. Get it done. Let's make this happen. This is not hard. This is not rocket science. It just simply says don't abuse stuff that, even though it's out there on the market. Very, very, very simple. Whew. Wow. Now, one of the things that started, of course, my foray into everything that I do now was the birth of my premature daughter, and we talk about prematurity on this show as often as we can. Here was a particularly interesting thing where they make and predict preeclampsia, especially for the first-time mothers, first-time parents, and which is the most crucial time, because those mostly hit, as did us, as fast and unknown that it was going to happen as it can possibly happen. So the key to catching it quickly and making sure that you're ready for that, even on your first child, is the most important. Now, after you have one child with preeclampsia, you know the next one's up to the task of having the same thing. So you're pretty much covered after the first one, but we need one that catches it on the first birth early, so that we can start working with the mother and the father of what they could be potentially going through and what they could potentially be ready to see, and then also try to prevent it as much as possible and at least scoot that premature birth down the road, not at 23, 25, 27 weeks, make it into 29, 30, 32 weeks. Because if we can get to 32, we have a much better chance at the child living without any issues whatsoever. So this is important. We talk about prematurity, and that's what we do. But this test right here, there's a set of 14 metabolites that are found in the blood during early pregnancy that is appearing to predict preeclampsia with a high degree of accuracy. I want you to hear this. Women at 15 weeks gestation, now this is, they're not ready for preeclampsia yet, they're getting close, but they have an unfavorable level of low molecular weight chemicals. Now, 14 of them, actually. They carry a significant 32 to 36-fold elevated risk of going on to develop preeclampsia. So when a doctor gives this test at 15 weeks and the mother has an unfavorable level, she's carrying a 32 to 36-fold elevated risk of having preeclampsia. Now, that prediction, that test, will predict preeclampsia in 90% of the women. And it does have a false positive rate of only 21 to 24%. So that's not too bad right now. That's really, really good. So the predictive accuracy of this metabolomic test is highly favorable to that of the first trimester test that's proposed for use for other conditions. This is good. Now, accuracy has been the problem with preeclampsia tests in the past. And, of course, that has hampered preventative efforts and development of treatments, people. So the only way we have at the moment to treat the condition is to end the pregnancy. Remember, preeclampsia is the cure-all once baby is out. Mother is cured instantly. Done. So the key to finding out preeclampsia early any chance that we can find this early, we can again maybe hold off that birth, hold off that child, treat both mom and child, make sure as many things as we can do to keep that bun in the oven is fantastic. So this test right here, to me, is very good. Love for it to be tested more and more. I don't see any reason why it would not be done on a common basis for mothers right now, because this is big time. This is big time. Now, the Screening for Pregnancy Endpoints study, that's what this is, was founded by the New Enterprise Research Fund, Foundation for Research Science and Technology, Health Research Council, Evelyn Bond Fund, Auckland District Health Board Charitable Trust, Premier Science and Research Fund, the South Australian Government, and the Health Research Board. The Metabolomic Discovery Program was funded by the Wellcome Trust and Science Foundation Ireland. Now, that is incredible. Those are the people that put the money behind this to find these 14 metabolites that right now are in 90% of women. With a false positive 20%, that's very good. So, prematurity due to preeclampsia could be found, tested for, and found and prevented as well as it can be because of this test. So I applaud them. Very good. Excellent thing. That is Fix the Family, Fix America Radio is very pleased for that to be there. Very nice. Just love it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with some more stuff. Fix the Family, Fix America. Just so you know, today is, of course, the day that we will have another Disease and the Diet workshop at Earth Fair in Charleston, South Carolina. And that is on, I forgot the road. Well, it's the only Earth Fair in Charleston. So look that up, bing it, and find out where that Earth Fair is. And right now, if you are within 6 hours of driving, get in your car and crank it and start driving. Put your GPS up on the board, say Earth Fair, Charleston, South Carolina, and bam, you're on the way. And you can be there tonight for tonight's Disease and the Diet workshop. We really look forward to seeing you out there. We are going to be talking about what you could eat to be nutritionally superior to everything else. So, again, along those lines, you need to be there today. I just look forward to seeing each and every one of you. Excuse me, my libation choked me up a little bit. It is pure natural agua today. We have not had blue juice in so long, it's not even funny. But right after we drank this delicious clear agua, I will be imbibing upon some vitamin C, approximately 3 grams of it, and chromium and some iodine. Now, taking that kind of stuff after the libation of the water, and it's very, very awesome. In fact, the more and more we read about iodine, we're finding out that we can hold off a lot of people's problems because the thyroid. We spoke about this 1 show ago. I think it was last week, how the thyroid is being assaulted by what we feast upon, and iodine feeds the thyroid. And, in fact, iodine is found in every single cell in your body. So very important nutrient and very underrated
nutrient. People are not even talking about it because they go, well, it's in salt. Yeah, but it's in the salt that we tell you not to eat. So you need to get your iodine from certain other places. So if you want to learn more about that, you can always log on to Disease in the Diet, sign up for our alerts and our workbooks. You'll get a workbook every month from our Disease in the Diet workshops. You can then also sign up to get the alerts as we speak about them. You would have got all the news shows, news and articles that we look at throughout the week to make this show, along with the ones that we don't even get to for this show. It's very, 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 very important for you to do that, and you can find out all of the big stuff that the other people aren't telling you because they don't want you to know. Here's an interesting article right here. They're saying in Europe, because of the economic downturn, not here, no, Europe, the economic downturn threatens to raise cancer rates in Europe as lifestyles change, budgets are cut, and private and public sector employees take shortcuts on safety. Now, that is a long subtitle. The headline is this, European downturn seen pushing up cancer rates. Now, it says, starts off with, number of deaths from cancer is falling, but prevention efforts are lagging because cancer cases are up almost 20%. Yeah. So what is up there? Well, they're saying that the current financial crisis and the economic downturn is likely to damage cancer prevention in various ways. Let's look at some of those ways, shall we? When you don't have as much money, you have to buy cheaper food. And when you buy cheaper food, you buy nutrient-deficient foods, correct? So your body doesn't get the nutrients that it would need. Fact A. They tend to say that it's a lifestyle change in your self. They also say public donations to cancer research funds have fallen. Yeah, when you have less money, you don't give as much because you can't. Right? They're also saying that the recession increases or has an impact on a wide range of factors that feed into cancer prevention measures, which means such as smoking, alcohol consumption, diet and exercise, drug research, and occupational risk. When they're saying if you don't have as much money, you may have to work harder, means you don't have time to exercise. When you don't have as much money, you have to work harder, which means you have more stress. And some people dilute stress by smoking and alcohol consumption or drugs. So when you don't have as much money and the economy is not going as well, we actually create more disease from the facts that we have laid out for you for the past year right here on Fix the Family, Fix America. They're saying it without saying it. Do you hear me? They're sitting here telling you that when the economic downturn happens and you don't have as much money and you go out there and you eat nutrient-deficient foods, cancer rates have risen 20%. Then, not 2 days later, you'll be reading your regular old paper or your regular old website news, and there'll be a study. White bread doesn't hurt you at all, or engineered oils, no problem. They don't cause cancer, no way. Do you see why Fix the Family, Fix America and Disease in the Diet radio show is becoming the fastest growing family talk radio show in all the world? Because we weed out all of the crud being thrown at you. And there's a reason the crud's being thrown at you. is to keep you guessing. Did they say eggs are bad now? The war on salt has began. We all don't need salt. Turn off all of our salt. We don't need salt. That's not true at all. The key to keeping you exactly like you are is chaos, confusion. We weed through the chaos and confusion and give it to you straight and to the point. This article proves exactly what we say every time we talk. When you don't have enough money and you're working your tail off because of very bad economic decisions that's causing an economic downturn, you don't have enough money to eat properly. You are under a lot of stress. You are working twice, three, four times as hard. You seek out ways to dilute the stress. And in turn, cancer rates are up 20%. So let's look at what they're saying. Eat nutrient-deficient foods that are cheap and processed gives you cancer. They say it. Eat a little more expensive food, such as the organic, the other good stuff. Cancer rates didn't seem to rise when we do that. But then, you know, you'll get an article in 2 days from now, and they'll go, organic foods serve no purpose whatsoever. They should all be burnt at a stake. So, and another fun key to this is they talk about the European economic downturn. They're not talking about the American downturn, but it's happening right here in America as well. Guess what one of their ideas are? Raise taxes on the alcohol and the cigarettes. That way, you can't afford them. That's just what you need, America and England, Europe. Your decisions have to be made for you. But listeners to this show don't have that problem. They make their own decisions. They know what they should and shouldn't do. The problem is they're looking at, I'm working 22 hours a day, sleeping 2 hours before I go back to work. I only have time to run by and grab that sausage burrito, nutrient-deficient food. I don't even have time to get to the grocery store to buy the organic food. So I'm coming home and I'm buying a loaf of bread at the gas station. Coming home, putting some butter on it maybe, peanut butter, eating it as fast as I can before I go back to work. This is why part four of Fix the Family, Fix America is crucial. Reveal your success because you can be as successful as you want to be, and you don't have to be led into these economic downturns. You don't have to be victimized by decisions of others. We want you to succeed. We want you to be sitting there and go, you know what, I still got some money. I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy the best food I can possibly buy. And I'm not going to worry about cancer. And I'm not going to worry about degenerative diseases. Because I listen to Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. I go to Disease and Diet workshops. I've subscribed to Disease and Diet updates. I know. So the rest of this stuff, when I see a headline that says something like economic downturn, seen pushing up cancer rates, I can just click on by. And feel sorry for everyone. But you can help them. You can help them right now. Get to your computer or get to your telephone and call someone and say you need to be listening to this show. They just pointed out that it has been admitted that eating nutrient-deficient foods, increasing your alcohol consumption, smoking crappy cigarettes, is increasing cancer levels. They also talk about other occupational risks, like you'll take a job where you'll take a job making engineered oils and you're the hexane pourer. Yeah, that's right. I said it. And normal listeners on this show know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. Hexane pourers get cancer. To fix and help. That's it. I just want to fix and help and point out things. And when an article just simply tells the truth, that's big time. But they're trying to hide it under as if it was, it's kind of your fault, people, actually is what it's saying. You know, if you went out and made the economy better, you wouldn't be having this problem, right? See, but then you got the problem where other people made decisions about this economy different. But let's go into something else, because what I said was you could take a job as a hexane pourer in an engineered oil factory. Yeah, because doctors and nutritionists. It's so funny. We had an article, you would have gotten this in your disease and the diet subscription as an alert, that Michelle Obama went to the National Restaurant Association and spoke about how they need to use carrots instead of fries and make fries something people have to ask for. Then she said, you know, you came up with that healthy dining thing that the National Restaurant Association did, and it says nutritionists and dietitian approved entrees from restaurants. Well, the only people that have actually signed up for this are mostly fast food restaurants, because they have one or two items that would be dietitian or nutritionist approved, even though they're cooked in canola or soybean oil or just loaded in sodium. Doctors and nutritionists, you know, saying that's not a bad thing. In fact, they often cite that more important, the amount of fat eaten and the type of fat is important. So they tell you that, you know, eat the mono and the polyunsaturated oils, which your body has no idea what those are in vast quantities. So when they tell you to eat certain vegetable oils with linoleic acid, okay, they are finding that linoleic acid is a huge factor for breast cancer inside animals and humans. Now, let's not get confused with conjugated linoleic acid. La, 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 la. There's a lot of la-las in here, so you're just going to have to deal with me. That's called CLA. That is not the same thing. Now, that is a polyunsaturated fatty acid found in corn and safflower oils. Now, these are oils that require modern centrifuges, heat treating, and solvents in order to be made. Calling them vegetable oils, as they have been doing for so long, sounds healthy, doesn't it? But because that doesn't occur in nature and requires so much processing, they've only been part of the human diet for a few decades. Because in the old days, when we had a hammer, chisel, maybe a mill to make some grits or something, you can't make corn oil. You can't make soybean oil. You can't make canola oil. In fact, I say it all the time. 10 people sitting around a table, I got 17 bushels of corn in the middle of the table. We can't make one tablespoon of corn oil. It takes big old centrifuges, heat treating, solvents, hexane, soap, bleaching, deodorizing, because it smells bad. Anyway, back to what I was saying. What they're saying is that the total amount of linoleic acid, whether the animals or humans are given 3% or 23% of calories from fat, if 3% or more came from linoleic acid, the diet promoted breast cancer. So you see, so grab this fact here, people. If you ate no fat, very little fat, like 3% of all your calories came from very little fat, or a third of your calories, almost a third of your calories came from fat. But if the majority of those calories, no matter which one it is, came from linoleic acid, which would be those healthy oils, right, those vegetable oils, the corn, soybean, canola, engineered oils, oils that don't exist in nature. If 3% or more comes from those, the diet promotes breast cancer. But no, we pour soybean oil all over our salad almost every day. We drink soy milk because we heard it was great. We use corn oil in our cooking. We've heard canola oil is so incredible, we deep fry everything in it because we know it's good for us. We see butter made out of soy, canola, and corn oil, and it says, oh, this is so healthy for you. And you go and you eat it. And the diet promotes breast cancer and other cancers. Now, you've got more studies showing over 8-year period that these vegetable oils, these engineered oils, contribute to a higher rate of cancer, including breast cancer, even in men. Because we talk about this all the time. It affects your thyroid. When your thyroid doesn't have a growth hormone, guess what else happens? Not only does it affect thyroid hormones, it affects testosterone. Other studies, cultures that are eating almost 50% fat, they are eating what? They're eating oils that come from fish, the olive or coconut. No breast cancer. Now, government recommends you to eat oils. In fact, she just said it. The First Lady just said it at the National Restaurant Association. But the recommendation to eat these engineered oils is devastating, and that advice has coincided, as I point out often, with a higher rate of obesity and cancer in the United States and Europe. Other countries like France still have rejected the canola, the corn, and the soybean. And they have low levels of breast cancer and obesity. And these oils have proven to promote cancer in animals, but yet I want you to go look at your pet food. Modern oils, oils that have shown themselves to be here, only in the last 30 years, those are the oils you need to run from. Run from. Eliminate them from your diet. Eliminating from your diet. It's not hard. It's not difficult. You can do it by listening to Fixing Family and going to Disease and the Diet Workshops. Now, some of you listen to this show while toiling away at that economic downturn job that you just had to get. It's your second job, maybe your first job, but you still got to go to your second job because this job gave you a pay cut. And you're getting dad burned tired of it, working your tail off, looking around. Some of the other people in your office aren't even working half as hard as you. You get overlooked over and time again. It's time for you to branch out. Well, I can tell you this. If you want to branch out and you want to get successful as fast as you possibly can, you do it by going to sandhill.sohooffice.com. They can fix your computer now. Did you know that? You got to get that done. You got to get you some new computers. You got to get you some wireless up in your house. You got to get you a logo. You got to get your business cards. You got to get your envelopes. You got to get a bunch of stuff. Instead of running around all over town trying to do it yourself, you can go to one place. One place. Sandhill.sohooffice.com. They can help you. They can help you anywhere in the world. Yes, they are located in Columbia, South Carolina, at the village of Sandhill. But, yes, say you're in Montana. Send them an email and go, hey, you guys are the best. I need a logo. I'm ready to start. I'm ready to go out there and kick tail. They send you a logo. You say, that's great. They send you some envelopes. They send you some letterhead. And you go, hey, I need a website. That way I, too, can be everywhere instead of just Montana. They can do that, too. I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen, about a revolution in entrepreneurship, a revolution in everything that you would need. You can even create a product that is, let's say it's some DVDs or some paper. They can keep this product in stock, mail it out. When you sell an order, bam, you don't even have to do nothing. It's total fulfillment. They can do your website. They can do your social marketing. This is the one-stop shop, and it would be blowing your mind the amount of stuff that you can create just by going to one place and the amount of solutions that you can find by going to one place. I'm not kidding. You need to go to sandhill.sohooffice.com as fast as you possibly can. Get your entrepreneur on. Always, we run out of time on this show. We've got to do this, though. We talk about cholesterol here often on Fix the Family, Fix America. Diet can lower cholesterol as much as those wonderful statin drugs that your doctor pushes upon you to take for the rest of your life. You understand that? You understand doctors giving you a statin to lower your cholesterol for the rest of your life? And then I just met a gentleman not 1 week ago. Doctor said, you have high cholesterol. I'm going to put you on the statin. It was like 8 years ago. He took it routinely for 6 years. Still had a heart attack. What? What? I thought he had low cholesterol. How would he have a heart attack? Oh, and he's got all these aches and pains now. In fact, when his doctor said you need to double that because of your heart attack, you need to double your statin intake, he doubled it, felt terrible, couldn't move because that's what it does. It attacks your joints and bones. Went back to the doctor, I don't feel good on this. Doctor said, oh, we'll cut back then. Go back to the first dose. What? What? You don't even... I'm telling you, we talk about it here all the time. My father just quit his statin drug. So now, in treating thousands of patients with prediabetes, diabetes, high cholesterol, and heart disease, you notice one thing. Lowering insulin through diet and lifestyle corrects almost all of the above. No, lowering cholesterol with statins, a treatment purported to reduce the risk of heart disease, actually increased the risk of heart disease by another mechanism. Because it helps contribute to the pre-diabetes and diabetes. If you simply lower your insulin, your body runs better. Statins increase the risk of diabetes. So now everyone says the myth, first of all, myth A, cholesterol, high cholesterol bad, take a statin. Myth B, diabetes is coming and growing because it just is. No. No, there's 20-something million people taking a statin right now because they have this myth in their head that their cholesterol is high. Now, diabetes, one of the fastest growing diseases in the world, is on the rise. And you can see the parallel rise of statin use and diabetes. Chronic disease is now replacing infectious and acute illnesses as the leading cause of death in the world, in all countries, either developed or developing. Chronic diseases, heart disease, cancer, chronic lung disease, diabetes are causing 29 million deaths worldwide. These ailments are almost entirely attributed to lifestyle risk factors, including poor diet and sedentary lifestyle. Poor diet, I just went through the fact that we don't have enough money to buy the good stuff. And there's always going to be a market for the bad stuff because it's cheap. It's processed to death. How in the world has chronic diseases overtaken acute diseases? It's because of the myth. Myths. Right here on this show, Fix the Family, Fix America, I'm your host, Jack Happel, but I'm here to break the myth, and I'm going to help you. Now, I cannot go into any more on that article or in this fact because I'm running out of time, as I do always. I've only got 12 minutes. I want to hit a couple more of these things to get you. Now, get this. We talk all the time about high fructose corn syrup and how fructose has been shown. You feed fructose, high fructose corn syrup to one group of animals. You feed no fructose to another group of animals. The only group that gets high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, heart disease, diabetes, any of the chronic diseases goes to the group that's eating the fructose. Time and time and time again. Do it yourself. Get yourself two cats. Feed one fructose, feed the other one not fructose. Do I have? You can do this experiment yourself. It doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be anybody else. It doesn't have to be a scientist. Time and time again, it's proving and proving and proving. But the makers of high fructose corn syrup wants to sweeten its image with its new name, ladies and gentlemen. It has applied to the federal government, and I promise you this will get an A-OK. The Corn Refiners Association looking and listening to this show going, oh, my goodness, Jack is talking about us again, high fructose corn syrup. We got to change our name. Not that we're going to make a better product. Not that we're going to stop making this product. We're going to change our name to corn sugar. Corn sugar. Now there's an online marketing campaign. There's commercials on television. We're going to come around. They're going to say, look, whether it's corn or cane sugar, you can't tell the difference. Now, I have to say it in somewhat of my ethnic southern dialect because you can't say corn sugar without some of that coming out. Now, listen. Oh, renaming products has become successful before, people, so don't sit there and say, well, if I read corn sugar, I'll remember that it's high fructose corn syrup. Oh, yeah, really? Well, rapeseed oil became much more popular after becoming canola oil. Prunes became much more popular after becoming dried plums. You think that high fructose corn syrup, since we talked about it, it now has its own acronym, HFCS? We talk about it all the time. You think just because they shorten it to CS and they use the word sugar, which I tell you is not bad? Suckin' that. That's a funny name, but that's great sugar. That stands for sugar cane natural. But they're changing it. They've asked the federal government. Don't say it's not going to happen. And your American Medical Association, ladies and gentlemen, right, backs them right up. They said there is no evidence yet. There's not enough evidence yet to restrict the use of high fructose corn syrup or, in its new name, corn sugar. Corn sugar. You can find it everywhere. You can find it in pickles. But look, you'll see that high fructose corn syrup. Some manufacturers are coming around going, hey, we're switching to sugar. You know what? When we were eating sugar, we didn't have all these problems. Chronic disease wasn't on the rise. That's right. That's right. Wow, I'm running out of time. Okay, so pay attention. They're asking for it. We're going to keep you abreast of the situation. I guarantee you they'll get it. It'll be corn sugar soon. You won't even see the word high fructose corn syrup, and they'll say it has been eliminated from the American diet. We did it. We did it. We'll tear up. And another thing we talk about all the time is antibiotics. Just give me an antibiotic for everything. Well, now there's some real quick I want to tell you about this. In three states, there's this big superbug that is resistant to all strains of antibiotics. Popping up all over the world as well. So U.S. cases and two others in Canada and British Medical Journal and in India where the problem is widespread. No known as how many deaths the gene has caused, but it is found in bacteria that cause gut and urinary infections, and it is truly broad drug resistant. It is a super bug. So more and more. Remember how we talk about when you go and take an antibiotic that you didn't need, you still have to urinate or put that antibiotic out of your body, and that goes into the water supply, and filters don't filter that stuff. So we've got this big slurry of antibiotics rolling around in our water supply, and over and over and over, diseases are going living in that water going, you know what, I can handle this. I can do this. Well, now there's one, another superbug, three states, five countries. You got to start paying attention. You need to get, like I said, an email right now. Email everybody you know and call everybody you know, and you tell them to listen to Fix Family, Fix American Disease and the Diet, because we're the ones that's going to do it. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, a court has now decided, and this is great fun for you teenagers. We talked about you stepping up. Well, now it's perfectly okay for a cop to pull up your pants. Court has said that is perfectly fine. You believe this? When they ordered a man out of their vehicle and told him to put his hands up, his baggy pants, already dangerous low, became pants on the ground. They then had to pick up his pants and found the .38 caliber pistol inside the front pocket. Now, he challenged the legality of the pants hoisting. Not he. I'm sure he didn't come up with this, but his lawyer did. Wasn't that nice of his lawyer? Instead of saying, you know what, you were carrying around a gun and you were going to kill some people. No, no, no. We're going to challenge. A cop can't be pulling up your pants. Well, guess what? The court said wrong. Your pants fall down, cop puts it up, done deal. They're coming after your pants, pants on the ground. This is big time. Big time. So pull your pants up, teenagers. Goodness. I would play some music right now, but I'm running so low on time. I got 5 minutes. I want to talk about this. It's real hard to make a commitment to put your parents or older family members into a nursing home. That is big time. But the daughter of a 76-year-old Florida nursing home resident he has lost his eye to cancer, okay? He has previously lost his eye to cancer, and he's in a nursing home because his daughter apparently, we don't know the issues, but she should step up maybe and take him in. take care of him herself. But anyway, so she goes in there, and there's some stuff in his eye. Remember, he doesn't have an eye. So his eye socket became infected, and his daughter goes and tries to clean out his eye socket, visits him, tries to clean it out, notices a couple things moving around in there. Discovers live maggots in his eye socket. I can't end on that note, but very, very important. You stay healthy, my friends. Wow. All right. Woo, doggies. I had so much stuff to do. We just talked about stuff. I was really going to talk about your top 10 reasons to communicate for your marriage, and then I'm going to talk about the top 10 signs she'll be a bad mother. Let's go with that, because I've got a lot of men going, you know what, I got this sweet girl. We're going to raise a family. We're going to be listening to your show together. We're going to sit around all day and listen to your show and just be the best family we could possibly be. Well, you found a nice girl. You think of settling down, living happily ever after. Here are the top 10 reasons, signs she will be a bad mother. Ready? Doobie-doobie-doo. Number 10, self-abusive behavior or dangerous behavior. Well, I can't get to number 9. We may have to go to the other thing. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Well, we got no time at all. Well, this is better anyway. All right. Men, we'll get to your top 10 reasons why you should tell that girl to go away. She's not going to be a good mother. We're going to talk about now, parents listening to me. Top 10 reasons to communicate. Saving money. Number 10, save you money, because poor communications are costly. Flour, candy, gifts, large, small, regularly offered by a spouse who said the wrong thing or failed to say the right thing, cost marriages a lot of money. And that's piddly. I understand that. But it could also be save you money because you make decisions correctly. Like, can I buy this car? And she goes, whatever. That communication is not really there. So number 9, good communication save time. Yeah, sure, whatever. Seems like an efficient way to talk. But an unresolved issue sooner or later needs to be discussed because the yeah, sure, whatever was vague. Number 8, earn points for your future. Number 7, it's good communications in marriage reduces stress for 2 reasons. And we all know about reducing stress reduces your degenerative diseases. Number 6, allows you to concentrate on other things. You don't have to fret over what you said and when you said it. Number 5, it builds your relationship. Number 4, you learn more about yourself. When you have to think about exactly what you're trying to say. You're trying to put your thought in words, forces you to clarify them. Number 3, way less hassle. Why won't you talk to me? Don't just walk away. I know something's bothering you. Talk to me, please. If you just learn to talk and communicate, you're not going to have these arguments. Number 2, you might just learn something new because when you have to think about your words and clarify them and put them out there, you may learn something new from your mate. Because every day brings new experiences, thoughts, dreams, plans. Big time. And number 1, it's fun. Just talking eventually may lead to laughing. Laughing leads to fun. Oh, wow. Good stuff. We'll go into the top 10 signs to be a bad mother. Next week on the show, sorry I couldn't get that done for you. Those are kind of hilarious and truthful. And plus, if you have cancer, you can email us at Nutrify@DiseaseAndTheDiet, and I'll send you a way to diet, top 10 things you need to do, actually top 7 things you need to do if you're trying to at least begin some kind of cancer diet. Very important. We're going to talk about aspartame even more because there's 2 things you can do. A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to eat high fructose corn syrup or sugar, so I'll go try this aspartame or this Splenda or whatever. Well, none of that's really good at all. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Fix the Family, Fix America loves for you to be here. Tell everyone, do your work, Go home, kiss your significant other, kiss your children, put them to bed, have a nice, stressful evening. Thank you for listening.